This is WCRB in concert with the Boston Early Music Festival and Handel's La Resurrezione. In June of every other year, the Boston Early Music Festival brings joy to music lovers from all around the world. The New York Times called it heaven for early music fans, bringing together the very best of the best in afternoon, evening, and late night concerts, plus an operatic centerpiece that is always stunning. But in a week full of exciting concerts, there's one concert at each festival that stands out from the rest. Thursday night. And in 2017, Thursday was the night for Handel's spectacular sacred oratorio, La Resurrezione. Later on at intermission, we'll hear selections from a concert called Sex, Lies, and Musical Tales in 16th Century Venice by a rollicking Renaissance band from Italy known as Micrologos. But first, we're going to take you back to that magical evening in June 2017 at NEC's Jordan Hall, when the festival's artistic directors, Paul Odette and Stephen Stubbs, gathered together an all-star ensemble for a semi-stage performance of this stunning piece. It's Handel's La Resurrezione at the Boston Early Music Festival on WCRB in concert. I'm Laura Carlo. Musicians and concertgoers agree. At the Boston Early Music Festival, Thursday concerts are the most highly anticipated. The festival's centerpiece opera takes a break for that one evening. So it's an opportunity for the singers and musicians to stretch out a bit and do something a little out of the ordinary. For the 2017 festival, they chose an oratorio that Handel wrote when he was a young man in Rome in the first decade of the 18th century. While he was hanging out with some of the greatest musicians of his time, he was also writing music for lavish evenings at the home of Cardinal Ottoboni, or aristocrats like the Marchese Francesco Maria Ruspoli. Ruspoli was Handel's patron for this project, a grand oratorio for Easter weekend in 1708. Rome, at the time, was a city bursting with culture. Spectacular vocal music was all the rage, even though Pope Innocent XII had declared opera immoral and closed down all the opera houses in 1697. But wealthy patrons got around these restrictions by hosting lavish musical evenings, opening their homes to the public once a week. These events were called conversazioni, and as Robert Mealy writes in his program notes, they were a combination of concert, learned society, and cocktail party, with sorbet and liqueurs served between acts. And the productions themselves were a lot like opera. For Handel's La Resurrezione, the great hall in Marchese Ruspoli's palace was transformed into a theater, complete with four rows of orchestral seats and 28 music stands, especially built with legs in the shape of cornucopias. The artist Angelo Cerruti painted a huge backdrop that was installed behind the orchestra seats, depicting Christ's triumph over death and the tension between heaven and hell. And in the middle of the backdrop, the title of the oratorio in 48 letters, illuminated from behind by 70 lights. The drama itself is all about the struggle between heaven and hell, personified by the angel and Lucifer, about whose power will ultimately triumph after Christ's crucifixion. So, after the overture, it begins with the angel demanding that the gates of hell be cast down. Lucifer, in turn, claims that he has vanquished the one who banished him from the heavens, that Jesus' death settles things once and for all. Then, on the earthly plane, we hear Christ's faithful disciples, Mary Cleophas and Mary Magdalene, grieving the loss of their Lord. St. John appears to reassure them of Jesus' promise to return on the third day, and the women agree to wait in hope. Mary Magdalene sings lightly about a certain something in her heart that calls her to rejoice. And at the end of Act One, the angel proclaims the redemption of sinners, also known as the harrowing of hell, Christ descending to the underworld to release those who are imprisoned by death. In this Boston Early Music Festival performance, the angel is soprano Karina Govan. Mary Magdalene is soprano Teresa Wakeham. The role of Mary Cleophas is sung by mezzo-soprano Kelsey Loretano. St. John is tenor Aaron Sheehan. And Lucifer is sung by baritone Christian Immler. The Boston Early Music Festival Orchestra is conducted by Stephen Stubbs and Paul Odette. From the 2017 Boston Early Music Festival at NEC's Jordan Hall, this is Act One of Handel's La Resurrezione on WCRB in Concert.
Thank you. marcia le bende alla Tartaria notte.
Fortus tuo Thank you.
Federica tu muove le piante, venga, ma se pretende...
Tagli, lo vedrò il nostro fratello, vedrò il cuore da voi, tagli, fuggi l'amore da te, vedrai come confuso, come vive la colpa, vedrai come atterriva, se ne sonna la pena, vedrai come tuoi stesso, ti vorrai genuflesso al suo grandone.
Io tremante, io si fire, e quando, e come, sconvolgerò gli abissi, dal suo centro commossa, dissiperò la terra, all'aria coi respiri, al fuoco coi sospiri, con gli anelliti al cielo, muoverò due.
Ah, 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 ah